Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
No mai haere mai. I'm Alison Balance, and welcome to this Our Changing World podcast from RNZ. The annual Wellington South Coast clean-up turned 9 this year. On Saturday, nearly 400 people descended on the capital's much-loved South Coast, from Orfedo Bay, round past Lyle Bay, Moore Point as far as Breaker Bay, to pick up rubbish. Old and young, they wandered the sandy beaches, clambered around the rocks, and fossicked under roadside bushes in a massive spring clean. I went along to, well, admire their hard work.
Awesome. Where'd you find that?
It's a long way along that way.
Oh, well done. Thank you. Done.
Cigarette butts out. We found 22 along that stretch of road, and then one on the beach.
And where are they?
They're all in there.
Crikey. What's your name?
Isabel.
And you sound like you're collecting all these cigarette butts.
Ah.
That's a revolting jar of them there.
It is a revolting jar of them. I don't particularly want to take them home. I just thought we'd collect them up and then we can see them and add them to the rest of the count. And,
absolutely, of course you can.
Yeah, they're revolting. And it's amazing where they wash up and amongst the seaweed and the rocks. And sometimes you miss them, especially when they've lost their little orange case off them. But yeah,
and that filter bit doesn't break down, does it?
No, it doesn't, and it harbours a whole lot of toxins that are really gross, and if the fish are then eating them, if these are floating around, it's, yeah, not good for them at all.
So where are they all coming from?
People don't realise that all our stormwater drains head out to the oceans eventually, so they flip them out their car windows, all sorts of stuff. Kind of just, yeah, treating our drains like a rubbish bin when really they shouldn't be.
What are the other bags of rubbish you've got there? Is that just random rubbish?
Yeah, lots of random rubbish. I was kind of looking in amongst the seaweed that's washed up, so I found heaps of little bits of broken rubbish, so bottle caps, lots of little bits, lots of lollipop sticks today, and then the plastic packaging that you can find around cardboard boxes, a bit of that washed up in the seaweed, even a little plastic little float off, I think someone said it was off a fishing line, looked like a little bead, so lots of tiny stuff in amongst the rocks.
What's your name, by the way?
I'm Sarah Catrala.
Now, tell me about the really big piece of rubbish you've got there.
It's a cement mixer. It was hiding in the bushes just over there, and a couple of guys come around taking the photographs. They spotted it and decided to haul it out. So I don't know how many years it's been there, but it's, yes, pretty ugly piece of kit, isn't it?
It is. And what else have we got in that pile?
Just roofing iron, old dollies, metal dollies from dinghies. The one thing we did find last year was the top of a funeral home ashes box. Nothing like that this year. But, you know, concrete and reinforcing iron. Yeah, plastic, not so bad this year, I have to say. Compared to last year, I think it's getting better. And where we are here with the as a dive site, the snorkel trail, you've got a lot less smokers. Divers don't tend to smoke, so we've got less cigarette butts and a lot less plastics, so divers are pretty aware.
What's your name, by the way?
Mike.
And just going back to the plastic, what kinds of plastic are you finding?
Just everything you'd expect.
Yeah, lots of this.
Oh, that's strapping tape that
goes
around.
Yeah, strapping tape. I found lots of that. Lots of building materials, packagings.
There's bits of a skateboard.
Bottles.
Your plastic bottles as you'd expect.
Yeah. Lots of bottle tops.
Bottle tops.
Lots of bottle tops. Anything and everything.
Now, I'm pleased to see, I've helped out on the South Coast cleanup before, and I'm pleased to see they're actually using compostable bags this year, so that's a good thing.
Which is really awesome to see. Yeah, no point putting the rubbish into a plastic bag.
A coffee firm has donated the sacks, the biodegradable sacks, so we can reuse those.
Now, can you tell me who you're with?
We're with the Friends of Tupturanga Marine Reserve.
Now, this is a big year for you.
Yeah, 10th anniversary. Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yes, it's been going a fair while. It's really good now. You can see underwater the cracks just full of crayfish, and there's parwas. You can't put your hand down without finding a power or something like that.
So how long have you been involved with the Friends for?
3 years myself, yeah.
And what kind of things do the Friends get up to when you're not
we just,
around in
we,
the water?
We help look after the Marine Reserve. We support different activities like Sierra's Mountains to Sea, anything to do with marine education, just looking after it. Also Coast Watch, keep an eye on for poaching. It does happen. It's a bit of a temptation for some people. But we've got a lot of friendly eyes on the reserve. So whilst we're living close to a big city, we've got a lot of friendly eyes who live right beside the coast, and they're very quick to ring up Doc and say, hey, we've got something suspicious going on. Or they'll just go and talk to somebody and say, hey, look, do you realise it's a marine reserve and you can't fish here?
Tell me about Mountains to the Sea.
So we're a charitable trust here in Wellington who do both marine and freshwater education with schools throughout the area. So we, in the summertime, we spend a lot of our time bringing students down to the Marine Reserve to go snorkeling, to kind of discover what's out here. And then the students will, after they've kind of looked at what's here, start thinking about what could they do to kind of help out the marine environment, and they'll come up with some sort of action project. So we've been doing a bit in the last couple of years with stormwater pollution and getting kids actually trapping rubbish as it goes down their stormwater drains, and then using that to kind of teach, you know, their local communities about what they could do to try and help with the pollution problem. So yeah, heaps of cool stuff with snorkeling and getting the kids excited.
Cool. Well, I might just go and have a chat to some of the other people who've been picking up rubbish to find out why they're here and what they've been finding.
Yeah, no, it's awesome to see lots of people, which is really cool.
So you just turned up with a bag of rubbish?
Yes. It's under this tree.
All of that's from under one tree?
Yes. And actually, once you think you're finished, you look back and go, oh, I'm done with this. Oh, no, there's still more. There's so much, eh? Small pieces of shit.
Yep.
I mean,
lots of plastic, cans.
Yeah, coffee cups.
Yeah, lids for one-use coffee cups. What's your name, by the way?
Ronelle.
Ronelle, and what's motivated you to come down today?
I participate in all of the cleanups that I can. Keeps our coastline clean. And it's just, you know, do your bit. That's why we do this.
So you're getting your bag emptied and you're going to head out again?
I am indeed. I think the tree right next to the tree that I was just is just as dirty.
Oh, good on you.
Well done.
Thank you.
So you've been picking up rubbish?
Yep.
What did you find?
We found loads of polystyrene balls from a bean bag, we think. That took forever.
But you picked them all up?
Most of them.
Everyone that you could find.
Everyone we could find, and the grass had been growing on top of it, so we kept on finding some more.
So do you come down and do this every year?
Yes, I've been coming since it started, whenever that was.
Is it getting better?
Oh, it's heaps better. We're just commenting on it. There's almost no rubbish left. It used to be a matter of walking 10 metres and having a couple bags full, and now it's much, much better. And we went around the roadside, which is normally where a lot of the windblown rubbish comes in, and even that was really clean. So it was really cool to see.
Excellent. And what do you like about the South Coast here? What motivates you to come down and take part in a clean-up like this?
Oh, it's just beautiful. It's beautiful and serene, and even though we're right in the capital, I dive down here. It's got really good fish life as well, and just walking on the beach all the time. It's beautiful, and it's always changing as well with the wonderful Wellington weather. So that's really cool as well. It's always different.
Thanks, Sophie. And thanks to everyone from the Friends of Tapu Taranga Marine Reserve, which was one of more than 12 community groups giving Wellington's south coast a spring clean at the weekend. And coordinator Helen Kettles reports that despite more people than ever taking part, the overall amount of rubbish was much less than previously, which is excellent news, although there was still an enormous number of cigarette butts. Well over 800 were collected, and that's just the tip of the butt iceberg. I'm Alison Balance, and this Our Changing World podcast first aired on RNZ on the 20th of September 2018. Now, I am super keen to hear from you about viruses. What would you like to know about them? Do you have any viral experiences you'd be happy to share? If you're currently suffering through a cold or the flu, would you keep a very short audio diary? Drop me a line at ourchangingworld@rnz.co.nz or download the RNZ VoxPop app to your smartphone and start recording. It's very simple. If you enjoy podcasts, you can find us as RNZ, Our Changing World, and subscribe on your favourite podcast provider. You can also listen to us on the RNZ app. We are on Twitter and Facebook as RNZ Science. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. Ngā mihi.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.